This is Jerry Agar on the iHeartRadio Talk Network.
Good morning. The Toronto Star tells us a motion that paves the way for an Ontario law allowing people access to information about a partner's past charges or criminal convictions has been unanimously approved by all parties. PC MPP Christine Hogarth for Etobicoke Lakeshore proposed the motion. She said it's very important to talk about domestic violence. She said, I'm glad it's on the radar. We just need to keep our voices loud and clear, and we need to make some changes. Joining me to follow up on this is Gavin Tai. He's a senior partner with Gardner Roberts LLP. He's the chair of the firm's litigation and dispute resolution group. Gavin, good morning.
Good morning, Jerry.
I'm surprised by this because I thought you could look up anybody's criminal record.
Well, you can, theoretically, if they consent to it. And that's really one of the big issues here is the question of whether you need the individual with the record's consent to actually find out if they have a record.
Okay, well, this is where I was confused, I guess, because I thought that criminal records were public information.
Well, you know, it's really an interesting question you raise. Criminal records is always one of those issues. And if you think about it, it's there's two sides to the coin. On the one hand, it's not much of a deterrence to somebody from committing a crime if one of the threats is, well, you'll have a criminal record, but nobody will ever be able to find out about it. On the other hand, you know, you want people who have been convicted of offenses, who've done their time and want to move on with their life. You want to have them get on with their life in some way without sort of a scarlet letter on them of a criminal record. So there's a balancing that needs to take place. And currently, you know, Jerry, there are certain instances, obviously, where criminal records become important. Someone who's applying for a job, for example, an employer can ask someone to consent if to the release of their criminal records, and they can ask them if they have a criminal record. If you're somebody's applying for, I don't know, like a firearm license, that's an obvious instance where you want to know if somebody has a criminal record and they've got to disclose that. Another example I can think of would be people who are volunteering to work with children and like coaches or something like that. It's very common that these organizations will require these prospective people to volunteer whether they have a criminal record and to consent to the release of those things. But all of those things are about the consent of the person to the release of their criminal records. And this is a little bit different because now they're talking about a situation where someone who has concerns, I suspect they've got a relationship with somebody, they have concerns that they were abusive to their prior partners. I guess that would be a big red flag in the first place. But anyways, yeah, they can now go to police and say, under this bill, which is not law yet, but it's a bill, to find out if their intimate partner has a history of committing intimate partner violence. But more importantly, it allows the police to be proactive in terms of going out and warning somebody that the person they're involved with has that type of a history. And that is a bit revolutionary.
All right. Well, it's working differently than I thought it did. And once again, not as well as I thought it should, because I think that if you have a criminal record and it causes you problems in the future, well, you know, tough luck, because you shouldn't have committed the crime in the first place. We're talking about people who are convicted here. Like maybe somebody wants to do a little background check on the boyfriend that's currently taking their daughter out.
Yeah, I think it's interesting that, you know, we talk about doing background checks on people who are prospective tenants, who might be someone might be renting property to, or somebody thinking they're hiring, but someone who's going to be one of the most intimate relationships of one's life. We do very little sort of due diligence on these types of people. And I, you know, I raise the question again. This comes out of, you know, some very unfortunate situations. It's referred to as Claire's Law because it deals with a woman who was murdered by her abusive ex-boyfriend. When the police knew that he had proclivity for this type of thing and, you know, was a risk to his partners. But, you know, it raises the question for me, if you're suspicious enough to be asking the police if my boyfriend or his partner has a history of domestic violence, that should be a pretty big red flag to somebody about being in a relationship with them in the first place.
There should be an app for that.
Don't give people ideas as an app for everything.
You know what,
Jerry?
I said it sort of jokingly, but as I said it, I thought, I don't know why this is a bad idea. I mean, in a situation where you encounter somebody in online dating and you go to the app and you just punch in their name and up comes their criminal history, if there is one, or it just says that there's no information available.
Well, that's a very interesting question. I mean, I wonder if there would be a dating type app where it required people to give consent to the release of their criminal history, or lack thereof, hopefully, before they could be verified as a person on that site. That would be an interesting process. I'm not aware of any type of site that makes that a requirement, but it certainly would be a good one.
All right. Now, you mentioned Clare's Law. That's actually a British law. However, that's what people are trying to copy. And apparently, according to this article in The Star, several provinces have their own versions, Saskatchewan and Alberta, for instance.
Yeah, you know, this is something that is not atypical in Canada, that provinces often copy off one another. It's usually the Ontario laws, not to be tooting our own horn here in Ontario, that are copied by other provinces in Canada. But this is, you know, a step kind of in the right direction, I think, you know, for police to be allowed. And this is really important because police, you know, they say, well, the police never told us, or they didn't warn us about this at all. Police cannot go running around telling people about other people's criminal history. There are very strict rules with respect to that. And this may be provide an exception that allows police to be proactive in terms of warning people that they are dealing with somebody who's got a proclivity and a history of this type of behavior, and that they should be on their guard. Now, whether that will prevent somebody, whether that will cause somebody to give pause, I would suspect that if somebody came along and said, a police officer came up to you and said, you know, your boyfriend was convicted of assaulting his former partner. I would hope that that would give somebody pause, but, you know, in affairs of the heart, sometimes the brain goes to sleep.
Yeah, but I mean, the police can't be responsible for that. They can't go around watching who everybody's dating.
Well, that's a great point. You know, I mean, there can be no responsibility on police to, as I say, vet the boyfriends of individuals. But at the same time, if they're aware of the fact that there's this person, and they're aware of the fact that there's a relationship with a new person, and that new person may not know about the history of this individual, you know, it gives the police the ability. I don't think it gives them the responsibility, but it gives them the ability potentially to go out and warn that person that they're not dealing with somebody that who may be as they appear.
Yeah, somebody just wrote in, I'm a retired police officer. Criminal records are not publicly available. I just think that that is a mistake all the way around. I should be able to look up. Here's what I can find sometimes. Gavin, I'm with lawyer Gavin Tai. What I can find sometimes in these stories that I will profile, where some person is out on bail and had previous criminal convictions, etc. Sometimes that person is horrible enough that they've been in the news. So I can find old news stories, not necessarily the actual criminal record.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, Google's an amazing thing, and search engines are an amazing thing. You can find media releases of proceedings or whatnot. As you point out, though, if they get in the news, and I mean, like, the reality of that situation is I would suspect that it's a fairly small percentage of criminal proceedings that actually make it into the media. So it's a very imperfect type of analysis. In terms of criminal record searches, the person who wrote in is absolutely right. They're heavily regulated. You, generally speaking, cannot acquire them without the consent of the person with the record. And honestly, if you're in a situation like this where you've got the boyfriend, I suspect that they're not going to be very forthcoming to disclose the fact that they've had a history of abuse. And, you know, frankly, if you're in a situation where you're nervous enough or suspicious enough that you're going to be inquiring of the police in the first place, you would think that somebody might be kind of afraid to say to their potentially abusive boyfriend, oh, do you mind consenting to me having your criminal records? I suspect that they might not be so interested in that. So this is an attempt. These types of laws, both in the proposed law in Ontario, other provinces, and as you mentioned, internationally, seek to avoid that necessity of requesting that consent. I mean, if you're an employer, for example, and you ask somebody, will you give me a consent to the release of your criminal records? And they say no, I suspect you have your answer. So, you know, that in terms of whether that's a person you want to employ or not. But, you know, when you're in a personal relationship.
Oh, did we just suddenly lose Gavin? Something went wrong with the phone. But we're at the end of the time here. I appreciate that's Gavin Tai, senior partner with Gardner Roberts LLP, chair of their litigation and dispute resolution group. So we'll watch how this goes forward, but it's a proposed bill here in Ontario, paving the way for Ontario law to allow people access to information about a partner's past charges or criminal convictions. This is the iHeartRadio Talk Network.